Test 68, Section 3, Question 16. Now, with this one, we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And this one I actually kind of laughed about because I did feel like, well, maybe this describes me to a certain degree. But it says, people become unenthusiastic about voting if they believe that important problems can be addressed only by large numbers of people drastically changing their attitudes, and that such attitudinal changes generally do not result from government action. So basically, people don't really care that much about voting if they feel like, look, the big changes that matter are only going to happen if a lot of people change their attitude, and government action doesn't really change people's attitudes. So it says, okay, people don't want to vote if they feel that way. But then it says, the decreasing voter turnout is thus entirely due to a growing conviction that politicians cannot solve the most important problems. So now we've made a big jump. So we went from people can become unenthusiastic if this situation occurs, and then it says, so voter turnout is entirely due to that factor. We don't really have any evidence that that's the only thing. So it's really, we jumped from this is a factor to this is the only factor. And that's a little bit too strong. So now we look at that for that in our answer choices. A, presumes without justification that there is no cause of decreasing voter turnout other than the belief that few important problems can be solved by government action. Well, that's kind of what we said, and it seems strong, but the conclusion is strong, and so we do have to assume some strong things, so A is okay. B, presumes without justification that there are no political solutions to the most important problems. It doesn't say that it's assuming that there are none. It's just what happens when people believe that, not whether or not there are solutions. C, infers that important problems can be seriously addressed if people's attitudes do change, from the premise that these problems cannot be addressed if people's attitudes do not change. It doesn't actually infer that important problems can be addressed. It's just about what happens as far as when people feel that way and whether that's the only factor affecting voter turnout. D, undermines its claims that people no longer believe that there are political solutions to important problems by suggesting they're dissatisfied. It doesn't undermine its claim. It actually is consistent with the claim. Presumes without justification that voter apathy prevents the attitudinal changes that result in finding solutions. It doesn't say that that prevents finding solutions. It's just saying that's the result of low voter has the result of low voter turnout. And therefore, answer choice A is the best one.